This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ruben Royal Sanchez. Date of birth is December the 16th, 1976. Case ID number is 3815575. Date of examination, September the 22nd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination? Yes. A Social Security questionnaire dated 2022 and medical records from Dr. Jose Martin Ahumada dated 10/12/18. And also medical records from Rio Grande Regional Hospital dated 9/3/2018. Identifying information. This is a 45-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of wheelchair-bound and fracture of the hips and knees. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on March the 15th, 2010. He states during that time he used to cut lawns and do landscaping, which he did for approximately 5 years, and he used to also deliver newspapers. He hasn't worked since 2010, but during the time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, wheelchair bound, and number two, fracture of the hips and knees. History of allegations, number one, wheelchair bound, and history of fracture of the hips and knees. The claimant states that in 2010, he fell at Rio Grande Regional Hospital and injured his hips and knees. No x-rays were performed, and the claimant did stay one extra day in the hospital, but states that since that time, he has been unable to do anything secondary to hip and knee pain. He states that both of his knees hurt as well as his hip area. The claimant did ambulate into my office, although slowly. He is not in a wheelchair, and he is able to walk. He denies any surgeries or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, stand for 30 minutes, climb 10 steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He states that he does have an assisted device, which is a cane that he uses all the time. He is presently not seeing a physician at this time. His medications include Tylenol 500 milligrams BID, which he states does not help him with the pain. He states the only other physical activity he does is walking around the house and doing household chores. Family history. His father had diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and a cerebral vascular accident. He has a sister with arthritis. His mother is a fairly good health. Medical records were sent, which indicated that the claimant does have problems with alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver, which was confirmed with medical labs. Medications, Tylenol 500 milligrams BID, medical problems, liver cirrhosis secondary to alcohol abuse, history of elevated enzymes, and he also had a direct bilirubin of 5.3, which was very high. He's had a total bilirubin of 7.2, which was also very high. The claimant has had blood transfusion secondary to anemia. He's had seizures, mostly secondary to delirium tremors, and has a history of hepatocellular carcinoma and alcohol cirrhosis. Major surgeries, repair of an incarcerated hernia. The claimant was in prison from September the 7th, 2015. Social history, tobacco. The claimant states he smokes one cigarette per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 3 to 4 beers per day for 25 years. He has had delirium tremors. He states he has not been in rehab. Substance abuse, the claimant states he does smoke marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was in August of 2022. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 100 pounds, height 5 feet 1 inch, BP 140 over 97 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 18.5. Now the claimant is somewhat cachectic. General. This is a 45-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and appears to be malnutrition and cachectic, who presented. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his mother. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normocephalic atraumatic head. He does have scleroicterus noted on both eyes and some mild conjunctival petechiae. He also has bilateral pterygians noted in both eyes. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has lost multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25, and pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic. The claimant did come in with a cane as an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness. There was some joint swelling, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except of his hands, where he does have swan-like fingers and osteoarthritis of his fingers with some deformity. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examine was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without any difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He does have a slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic gait. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. The claimant did present with a cane that he uses for walking, but he was able to walk around the exam room without the device and did attempt to walk around the room without the device. Neurologic exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. The claimant does appear to have severe osteoarthritis of the hands with swan-like fingers and has decreased ability to pinch, but is able to make a full fist grip with his deformity of his hands. X-ray of the right knee, no acute findings. X-ray of the pelvis, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of his hands. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is mild to moderate abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5 with deformity of his fingers. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to deformed osteoarthritis. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decreased ability to use his hands and a history of alcohol abuse with cirrhosis of the liver. Probable diagnoses, number one, wheelchair bound, the claimant is not wheelchair bound, not confirmed with physical examination or medical records. Number two, fracture of the hips and knees. Normal physical exam at this time. No evidence of fractures. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ruben Royal Sanchez.